I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Dude, can we all make an agreement just to like grow all of our hair together?
Damn, I look fucking crazy.
You look so sick, no. Dude. If you went full, if you went like Val Kilmer,
it wouldn't be Val. I'm bald up front, dude. I could get Tony Soprano. I could go slick back.
That would be sick.
I'd go bald slick back.
That'd be nice.
When I get out of the shower, I do it.
Yeah, you slick it up.
I go, whoa, this That's doesn't nice. Look so bad.
Yeah, I'm telling you, a slick back is terrible.
Trust me, daddy, it looks good.
A lot of people would like high. It. Yeah, like a one of those dressy kind of t-shirts.
But then I'm naked and I see my penis and I go, I'll never be Tony. I'm always going to be AJ with this fucking tiny. God damn it, I'm always going to be a tiny penis man.
I guess Tony definitely had the
Tony meat. Had a hog, dude.
Yeah, true. That'd be funny if that was like the real thing, the real finale of the whole season or the whole thing.
Pants.
He goes into the
bathroom. Got pants at the diner.
Oh, Tony, what the hell?
Tony, you had a penis this whole time.
You got a dick like an Irishman.
You're not the boss anymore.
He just goes, takes a pee, and looks at his pants and just shows it.
Yeah. And the screen goes black.
Don't stop.
Yeah.
No way. Tony's got a fat fucking dick.
Yeah, Tony had a fat hog. You could tell.
Yeah, for sure.
You could tell.
He's the boss.
He's the boss. Obviously, you have a fat dong.
He's obviously the boss. Tall guys, naturally the boss. I was researching that this week. Sick. Dude, tall guys make more than short guys. Like $150,000 more over a 30-year period average. They just get paid more money.
That's sick.
You just see a tall guy, you go, yeah, you're the boss. There's yeah. something inside of all of us that go, tall guys get paid the most.
Yeah. That's why they got George Washington.
Yeah.
He couldn't. He didn't even speak. And they were like, dude, you're president.
Yeah, man.
He didn't talk at the fucking First Continental Congress.
No, he's just tall as hell.
They were just like, dude, you gotta be. He did wear his military uniform, so everyone was like,
whoa. Yeah, that's kind of boss.
Everyone else is dressed like Quaker Oats guy.
Oh.
Kind of gay. High socks and shit.
He rolled up.
He rolled up.
What's up, man?
Full military.
What had he just been involved in before that?
He was in the French Indian War.
French Indian. I thought it was some French stuff.
And then he was trying to become a British officer. And he just kept getting passed up because he was an American.
What?
And he like slowly started.
Oh, he was like an OG American?
Yeah. And he slowly started to resent them, going like, damn, dude.
Who are that? Why can we never hear about
discriminating?
Why you never hear about his parents? You never hear about George Washington's daddy or mommy.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know Martha.
I think they gave, I think he was the heir to Mount Vernon.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
I never heard about his parents, man. So they must have been British.
Yeah.
And then he was one of the, he's like the original American. He's the ultimate patriot.
I think he was born in Virginia.
What?
Augustine Washington.
Yeah, because I know his family.
Wait, his dad might have been born in Virginia.
What?
Damn. His dad got, wow. Na, 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 na. His dad was born in 1694 in Virginia.
Whoa.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Washington rules.
Because I feel like that's getting close to the point where they just, like, in the very beginning, they just threw a bunch of criminals here.
Yeah.
We're like, yo, fucking figure it out. So his daddy was either the governor
or I'm
the
not
son
sure.
of a governor.
He might have been the son of a governor.
Son of a governor. Because it would be like one governor. You would come here in like the 1600s and you'd be the governor and your whole town would be shitty criminals.
Yeah, it'd be a bunch of wooden pikes. Like you had the one house and everyone was in mud dying. Yeah, we need more fucking poor guys from England.
Yeah, really. And they sent them prostitutes for
wives.
No,
he was just a planter and merchant.
Whoa. Okay.
Planter is a nice way to say it.
A planter?
Yeah. That was just a lowly planter. Well, that's good stuff.
I wonder
stuff.
If he had any help. Because I know the Washington's
I think
had,
he had some, help.
Some help.
I think he went to ZipRecruiter.
The powerful technology made them an excellent
I think
match.
He went to ZipRecruiter.com and found some matches across the pond.
Damn. Well, again, aside from that, shout out George Washington.
Yeah.
Leading this country to independence. Shame on him for what he did elsewise, you know, having his slaves. Fucking
whatever.
I would have went back in time. Boy, if you had to
whatever.
Go back in time.
Honestly. Whatever, dude.
I guess no one's ever asked the question. You guys don't have to answer this, but no one's ever asked anyone, if you had a time machine, would you go back in time and stop slavery or would you stop Hitler? It's a tough choice. You do both? How so?
A
one-time
use time machine is crazy.
What the hell? What
do you, have a one-time
The technology
use.
Doesn't
it's
even
one
exist.
One-time use, dude.
It's one-time
you gotta,
use.
You got to have
it. It's a throwaway. It's a throwaway.
Throwaway time machine?
Yeah, you got to find another one.
Disposable time machine.
No, there's just no way back out. You got to stay back in whatever time it is.
What am I doing?
How the fuck do you stop slavery?
I guess you have to go to the dawn of time.
Yeah, it started at like...
Yeah. Okay.
The beginning.
You can stop it in America or stop Hitler.
I don't know.
I know, it's tough. No one wants to answer a question on record. It's kind of, you know, no, you're not going to make any friends.
The worst part, I think
we know.
The worst part to answer, though, is like, say you say slavery, right? And then, but then you think about, like, well, will America exist?
Oh, God. Yes. Obviously, yes.
Is it?
Yes. Obviously, yes.
No, you're saying it like it's just, you think it's that simple?
Would we exist?
We would exist.
Hey, Matt. This place, we'd have more time machines. This place, we'd have flying cars.
Guys, forget to ask this question. It's a bad question, all right?
We'd be living on Mars by now, dude.
I thought that was a great question. That was free labor. It was helping us grow, economy-wise. I'm putting the mic down.
No.
Nate will never know.
I need you involved.
We'll never know. I feel like an idiot for asking, all right?
No, that's
a great question.
We'll never know, guys. We'll never, ever know.
Yeah.
You know, it happened, all right?
It happened.
A lot of bad stuff happened, all right? Let's just have fun. Let's go on to more lighthearted topics. Yeah. Let's forget about. Oh no, we'll never. Don't forget about. But
never
let's,
forget
let's
about.
Move,
it.
Let's conversationally. Let's move past this subject.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, the classic. Which one's worse? Yeah, that's good. Good start to the day.
Not which one's worse. Which is your personal preference? Everyone has personal preference.
Oh, you say which one do you prefer? So you're saying you have to stop one. You don't want to stop either. You
no,
have
what
to
what would
stop
you be
one.
Better suited to stop? You might be like, you might put me in a time machine to stop the Nazis, and I might be like, oh, I don't speak this language. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. I can't tell who's who. You know, I would like to make myself the most useful as possible.
I think, yeah. Now, if you're putting it that way, yes, I think I could go back to the beginning of America.
Yeah.
And just run shit.
Exactly.
But if I went to Nazi Germany, they'd be like, get him out of here.
Yeah, I'm telling the difference between German Jews and Germans. You know? And I'm going, I don't know who the hell to help
like
you.
This Phillies jersey, if I was wearing this way back, they'd be like, wow, holy shit, how'd he get blue?
True.
If I wore this in Nazi Germany, they'd go, get him out of here.
Yeah, get
out of here. Yeah. I might be one of the bros.
Well, you'd have to put on that suit you showed me before we did the podcast.
What?
You have to put on all your
my memorabilia. I don't have any memorabilia.
Remember that military shirt?
Dude, people will believe that. 100% people will believe that.
Did I tell you after the show in Florida, someone handed me a penny, and I didn't know what they said. They said it has the. And they, like heart or something. I'm going, what? He leaves. And I flip it around. It's a fucking swastika.
Shit. He gave you a swastika penny?
He gave a swastika penny. I gave it to my wife. I said, here, babe. Here's a swastika penny.
What the fuck?
I just did Florida. Here's a swastika penny.
Now. Ah, never mind.
So I'm projecting because I have.
I was going to be real anti-Semitic. That's a nasty prank.
I would like to apologize. No.
All right, this is.
I would like to apologize.
You did this. You did this.
We can start
over.
You
know I can't stop.
We can start over. I'd like to apologize because I was projecting on you because I have memorabilia.
Yeah, you have memorabilia. People got really upset when I said I wanted to buy a Hitler autograph. I really don't see the problem.
When did you say that?
I said it like 10 times. I said it on here. I said it on Rogan.
Hitler autograph.
That's a fucking...
Historically, it's a sick...
That's what I mean.
Yeah, dude. Don't. That's crazy. People are just jealous of your Hitler autograph.
I'd get a Stalin autograph. I'd get a...
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that's crazy to conflate the two things, being like...
I have OJ Simpson shit. No one gives a fuck. I know that was just one lady, allegedly.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can get a bad guy's autograph.
I think so.
Don't fucking say, I like this.
Exactly.
You go, but look at this. This is crazy.
You put it in your basement.
Yeah.
There's nothing else in your basement.
It's just a spotlight on a fucking... Anytime I have a first date, I go, I want to show you something. take her down to the basement and go, what do you think that autograph reads?
You turn off the lasered grid of security. Yeah,
try to read that.
Oh boy. Well, look, that's all my fault. I apologize for this topic. It was a terrible way to start.
That happens.
How was SNL?
Oh, it was sick. Nice. Yeah, we haven't done it. Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, we haven't done
I was going around, dude. I had to travel a lot. Kind of sucked.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go New York to coast LA to San Francisco to Sacramento.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Dang, that's fucking
it was
dead.
A lot.
The
but
coast
no,
to coast is brutal.
SNL fucking ruled, especially because awesome. All I had to do was the opening.
Yeah.
It was great.
All the fun.
Yeah.
That's pretty
also,
cool.
Also, they write all the jokes.
Yeah.
I was delighted to see the Rob Zombie reference. I got a Rob Zombie in there.
Did you really?
Yeah. It was nice.
Which one?
I called him Zoltan Rob Zombie.
Yes, I saw. Okay. I don't know why I was thinking Dragula for some reason.
But no, it was sick. I just had the Game 7 of the World Series on in my green room. I did so stress-free when all you have to do is one. Well, actually, hold on. I take that back because the rehearsal, my hands are on this podium. And anytime I let go, I just did Trump. My hands, every single time I let go, I was talking like I couldn't stop. So then I had to just hold the podium like as hard as
I
could.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but my hands were the sweatiest.
That makes sense.
They've ever, like, dripped. My hands were dripping sweat.
No, dude,
I've never experienced anything like that.
I had it when I was flying home. I was carrying a single coin in my hand through.
Oh, yeah.
But no, that would fuck you up.
Yeah, that coin would get you.
I was clutching.
Sir, do you have something in your hand?
I was clutching a coin tightly. But no, if you hold, if you're like,
it was a plastic, it was plastic, so it was just,
dude,
like,
forget it,
so sweaty.
Ugh.
And it is still extremely nerve-wracking.
Oh man,
doing SNL is, and
at least it's over.
Like, I was next to Rami and Miles Teller, and they were just
chilling.
This is cool. And I was like, yeah, hey, I'm fine. Oh shit.
At least you didn't have to do it the whole time. You did the one, then it was over.
Yeah.
So I did that one thing. That was like.
But we did have. I was going to be in a sketch at the end, and it got cut last second, and I was very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I'm done.
And then I got to, just watch Game 7 of the World Series. It was a good time.
Yeah.
I had Roan and Sass with me.
Nice.
Fidance lingered. Impressive lingering from Fidance. He asked me to go, and I was like, yeah. Which I didn't want to ask for tickets.
For sure.
So I had to ask for tickets just for Fidance. And then he went to the rehearsal and then just sat in my green room for the real show and then for the after party. Classic. It was a good linger.
That's good, actually, yeah. He dug down.
I said, do you have to? And then I feel bad. I'd be like, Fidance, get the fuck out of here. Because it's a real small green room. I had like five people in there. It was like 85 degrees in there. I'm like sweating. I'm like, Fidance, get the fuck out of here. And he'd be like, do you really want me to leave? I'd be like, well, no. Now I feel bad. No.
Yeah, it is admirable to dig in that long.
He can fucking dig it.
Yeah, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's just like, I want to be here.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do.
As soon as somebody even looks at me, I'm like, I'm out, man. I'm fucking gone.
For sure.
I can't handle it.
But yeah, SNL ruled. Then San Francisco was sick.
Really? I like San
Got
Francisco.
Got to goof off on the... by the way, they're not kidding. That place is fucked.
Yeah, that one area is...
That one area is,
very
which
bad.
Is where my hotel was.
What?
Fucked up.
You got to stay at the top of the hill.
We did not. My assistant booked it because she thought it was a funny hotel name.
What was it called?
It was the Zeppelin. It was
sick.
Yeah, it was a Led Zeppelin themed hotel.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I was a little like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
She was like, I thought this was a funny name. I was like, you're fired. No, we had a nice night at the Zeppelin Hotel.
Because
me and Tommy and James went out and got some drinks after the show. And then Tommy said he was sleepwalking. I don't think so. I think he was blacked out.
Caught some of Roseanne's Ambien.
Thought it was the bathroom and just walked out his front door of the hotel in his tighty whities. So he's just in the hallway in his tighty whities, no card. He has to go down to the lobby in his tighties and ask for another key. And I was like, dude, you're lucky it was San Francisco. They're probably like, yeah, this happens.
Yeah, this is pretty normal.
Fucking clearly a gay guy.
Were they blasting Zep on like in any of the
comedies? No, but they did have records in the room.
That's
was pretty cool.
That's cool.
But, I was we talked about it after. He was like, it was so embarrassing. I was like, dude, at least you're like in shape.
Yeah.
If I had to go down to the lobby in just tighty whities. They would like call the police.
You'd had it going out to like the Mission District and just stayed outside all right.
Sprint down the street. And everyone would be like, all right, he's fine. Indoors in just tighties, people would be terrified.
No, that sucks. I'd be mortified.
Yeah, he handled it well. I think he was probably hammered when it was happening.
True.
So
yeah, fuck. Yeah. That's so that was crazy. Good. That's
Sacramento
good.
Ruled.
Sack down.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sacramento is it's tough. It's very it looks very much like a GTA video game.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, I gotta say this. At the Warriors, we went down to the Warriors facility and shot around. Mm-hmm. I got you beat, Nate. I think I airballed 30 straight threes.
Dang. Do you have the footage?
No, but they do. Ooh. And I was begging them. I was like, you can't. And they're like, right above the rim there, there's an AI camera that captures everything. It captures your shooting motion, what? Does all that. And I was like, and he was like, yeah, we might show this to the team. And I was like, you can't show anyone. This is the most embarrassing. I missed airballed 30 straight.
Dang.
It was crazy.
Yeah. I mean, if you
people
don't,
were filming and shit, I was like, please don't film.
No, that would, that's, yeah, no way.
It took me forever to work up the courage to go shoot because there were cameras around.
For sure, yeah.
Finally, I had enough beers to go, all right, I'll take a free throw.
Oh, dude.
Airballed a free throw? It was all. And I was like, please don't put that out. I swear to God, please. Please, I'll do anything.
Oh.